Well, welcome to the White Pine Studio. This is your host for the day, Tim Murphy, and I am so pleased to say I've got the one and the only Sam Ness here in the house.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me along.
You bet, Sam. You had a great show when you opened up on Project North back in September 24, and we've been trying to get you in here ever since then.
I've been looking forward to it. It's overdue, so I'm glad to be here.
I mean, Sam is here alone. He and his guitar and his gizmos, and we'll get into those a little bit later. He will do. He'll play some things through these different switches that it sounds like he's got a chorus with him. He's got a band with him. It's just incredible. But
thank you.
First of all, I won't divulge your age, Sam, but how old were you when you started playing professionally?
16.
16.
At 16, I was lucky enough to have enough of a beard that I could pass off that I was sneaking into some places that I probably shouldn't have been, and found myself a residency in Madison on Monday nights, and was down there every Monday after school playing shows. And
after high school.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So kicked it off then and just ran with it since.
Excellent. Excellent. No, you used to play at the bowling alley in Sauk City?
I did. Yeah, yeah. We did a little run after that. I did some traveling, and when I was in Scotland, there was a bunch of jam nights, mostly blues and funk, and I was so inspired by that. There was 4, 5, 6 jams every night of the week, and so musicians would just bounce around all these different venues and mm-hmm. sit in with other bands, and it was just a lot of camaraderie. And so I wanted to start something similar to that at home, and so we did a blues jam, and just kind of whoever wanted to come play with us, they're welcome.
Look, what a concept. Yeah. So tell me, when you're not recording and putting songs together, because we've been in touch a few times and you're sitting there trying to pound out the final bars of a tune, who do you listen to?
I listen to, lately I've been listening to more kind of Americana stuff. I got really into the band Watch House. They're called Mandolin Orange before.
Yes.
Big fan of them. Previously, I've listened to a lot of like UK indie folk artists that no one's ever heard of. A lot of Ben Howard is a big inspiration of mine. Passenger, Will Varley, Frank Turner. A lot of
Frank Turner.
Big Frank fan. Campfire punk. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, who would you like to play with if you could pick?
You know, it's funny because I don't get starstruck really easily from like the big people, but the people that I think are fantastic writers, regardless of how big, you know, their following is or what stages they're playing, the people that I think are really profound, I get so tongue-tied, and I've met a couple of them over the years, and the ones that in particular I'd really like to play with, Will Varley. He's not really well known in the States, but he's doing pretty well for himself in England, and I think he's just one of the best writers that I've ever heard, and I've taken a lot of inspiration from him, so I'd like to share a bill with him down the road. So Will, if you're hearing this, man, give me a call.
All right, well, enough of me, let me turn it over to you. What are we gonna hear?
That's a good question. This is a song off of an album I released called The Cabin.
Yes, you did it right here in this area.
Yeah, I made a Facebook post during COVID time, and I said, hey guys, I lost all my gigs, and society kind of sucks right now, so I think I'm gonna leave, and I'd like to find a cabin somewhere like really off the grid, somewhere cut my own firewood to survive and that kind of thing. And does anyone know of a cabin that I could get for cheap? And someone hit me up. They said, hey, we're from Sauk City, you haven't met us before, but we want to support what you're doing. We have a cabin. It's in Rhinelander. Go use it. Just cover the utilities and some basic stuff. And so I packed up 50 pounds of potatoes, 50 pounds of onions, 50 pounds of rice, and good load of venison. And brought a rifle and fishing pole. And I was going to live off the land. And I got up here, and turns out you guys have a Walmart. And I didn't eat all that food, but I'm still working through that bag of rice, actually.
That's a lot of rice.
So I locked myself in the cabin, and it was the first time in like 6 years that I'd been in one place for more than 2 weeks. And I went crazy for a while, you know, and it was really good for me to find some stability. And I got on the opposite schedule. I usually still see the sunrise, you know, when I'm still up for the day after loading out venues and going home and get some dinner or whatever's going on. And I flipped it, and I was watching the sunrise with my morning coffee, and I was doing yoga, and I was just practicing a little bit of stillness. So I recorded that record while I was there, and I called it The Cabin.
The Cabin.
Sometimes I find silence in dark and deafening rooms. The neon serves its purpose. I fill the space above a stove. Sometimes I hear whispers in a cacophony of noise. She teaches me of kindness, though I've never heard her voice. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar, that I know I've never seen. Sometimes I feel invisible, or the elephant in the room. She points my eyes towards the sky, says sometimes the stars feel that way too. Sometimes I get restless when I'm driving down the road. She calms my mind, singing lullabies through my van's radio. She's the memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar, I know I've never seen. She is love. She is love. She is love, 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 love. She is love. She is love. She is love, 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 love. She's a memory of a story someone told me long ago about their dream. She's a place that feels familiar, that I hope one day I'll see.
And listen to your music. There's a lot of emotion in there. There's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it takes you to places.
Yeah. That song in particular, it's funny. The one that I just played, people always ask, like, who was that for? And the front of my second album, that album's called Lullabies and Fairy Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And the photo of that is I'm sitting along the side of this trail, and my scene is in black and white. And up above me, there's this beautiful fairy woman who's flying through that I can't see. And everything that she's gone past is in color. And I didn't specifically say it anywhere on that album, but she's the concept of love to me, because love is the only thing that brings color to my otherwise black and white world.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like You know, there was a female voice on that record that kind of weaves its way through the album, and that's what I wanted that to represent. And so I wanted her to have her own song. And so I wrote that, She Is Love. So when I say, you know, in the song, literally someone's whispering in my ear, it's just the concept of love kind of nudging me, like what is the more loving thing to do in this given situation? So, so kind of more of the, that's the more of the philosophical side of my writing. So this new stuff is a little bit more, a little less like that, mm-hmm. just more in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what key I want to play this in. This is my second newest song. I load in my gear at the Buckethead show. I tune up my guitar and I'm good to go. Grab a quick smoke, share a few laughs, running 5 minutes late, nothing wrong with that. I'm glad I'm here. This is what I love. Year after year. I gotta move some merch, so I take a break. And everybody's asking where I'm living these days. I wish I could share something more than a joke, but I've been living in my van and I think they know. Seasons change. Still the same old road. The snow is coming soon. I don't know where the hell I'll go. And in this Walmart parking twilight, catch me counting sheep. 'Cause these days are getting shorter. There's still much too long for me. Whiskey in my glass, scrolling on my phone. I see everybody saying that they loved the show. I slide open the door and I brush my teeth. I've gotten really good at not spitting on my feet. That van from Texas is still here. They've been parking next to me, like we're neighbors, for the better part of a year. And in this Walmart parking twilight, catch me counting sheep. 'Cause these days are getting shorter. There's still much too long for me. So I'll load in my gear at tomorrow's show. We'll have a great time, then I'll hit the road. It's always such a blur, it always goes too fast. So let's all take a moment and we'll make this last. I'm glad I'm here. This is what I love. Year after year. In this Walmart parking twilight, catch me counting sheep. 'Cause these days are getting shorter, but there's so much too long for me.
I know you're a busy man, so what other dates you have out in the latter part of February into March?
Let's see. Yeah, I'll be at the Hatchery Event Center in La Crosse on the 21st. The 22nd, I'll be at Broken Bottle Winery in the Dells. Some private events after that. And then I'll be one last little run of shows here, the 2nd of March in Baraboo at Tumbled Rock Brewery. Pier 290 in Lake Como, down by Lake Geneva area. The Keystone in Cambridge on the 7th, and the Bend Theater in West Bend with Chris Cruzy on the 8th. And then that wraps up that little bit until summertime starts.
Cool. Cool. Well, you just bought a house. You got to have some downtime to make the necessary fixes and
fix everything. Yeah. lots of love needs to go into this one. So I intentionally put some time in. You know, and I love the road, and I've done a couple stints here in Rhinelander, actually, off the road. And each time I do, I always feel like my batteries get really, really charged for creation, especially. So I write a lot of new music, and I want to, you know, crave the road. So I intentionally get myself off of it for a while, and then I go nuts and I go stir crazy. And then when I hit the road, it's like a, you know,
I'm home
like a bullet. Yeah.
Yeah. Play something with your magic box there, if you could.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm ready. I gotta
tell us what the song is, and then what all those what do you call that?
So the main one, the real magic, is in what's called a loop system. So it kind of samples your music live as you're playing, and then it plays it back. So I'm going to do a quick tune up here, and then I'm going to push some of the buttons that make some of the magic happen.
I mean, it looks like the interior of a helicopter.
Yeah. So there's different things on my board. So this is what my acoustic guitar sounds like. Then you can add things like the classic wah-wah pedal. And then I've got, you know, things that turn my guitar into a bass. And then the main one, the loop one, so I've got two microphones here. One is for my vocals, and the other one is for backing vocals. And when I click on it, records what I say, what I play on my guitar, and then it plays it back in a circle.
Chords what
and
I layers to it over and over and over.
Literally forever, just round and round.
Chords what I layers to it over and over.
Everything is live. There's no pre-recorded stuff.
No. What, 40 switches?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah, cool. I never thought about it. I just hit random buttons, see what happens. So I've got a tune about a dream that I had. There's a memory I dreamt I had, when my mind wanders down overgrown paths. When I lay down to sleep at night, I find a rhythm to the static inside my mind. And I see her there, she smiles at me. Messy hair, muddy feet, eyes so blue, takes your breath away. Shine so bright on this rainy day. A simple tin roof over a screened-in porch. The rain smells good, so we don't close the door. Some people lose the light when the sunshine fades, but I see no darkness on this rainy day, cause I see her there, she smiles at me. Messy hair, muddy feet, eyes so blue, it takes your breath away. They shine so bright on this rainy day. Thank you.
body feel. I see that she smiles at me. Messy hair, muddy feet. I see that she smiles. Messy hair, muddy feet. I see that she smiles at me. Messy hair, muddy feet.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me a little bit of that song Society, where it just it's like two completely different segments within the song.
Definitely. Ben Howard does that a lot in his music. He's got a record called Every Kingdom, and there's a lot of like B-sides to every track, and then tries to like wrap back around to the original chorus or something like that. And that's, I've always been super inspired by that, you know. From the 70s and 80s, there was all those, you know, 4 or 5, 6, 10 minute songs that were just so, so interesting to me. And I think it's inspiring to try to tell several stories in one song through, you know, folk stuff or whatever.
Do you do any covers?
I do a lot of covers. Depending on the night, I think, I think people get confused sometimes because they hear something like this, playing my original music, and then they'll come see me at a venue where I'm doing nothing but hip hop and reggae and punk rock and just screaming for 3 hours, and they're like, is this the right guy, you know? is Sam okay? It depends on the night, and if it's a room of people that want to dance, well, we'll dance. But this is
so you'll adjust on the fly.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, my
job, you'll read
is
the crowd. And
yeah, I spent a portion of my adult life as a professional street performer. And a big part of that was someone would, you know, walk by and say, hey, I'll give you $20 if you can play this.
Smoke in the water.
Sure. Yeah. And I'll do my best to at least get close. So I wanted to be as like well-rounded musically as I could. So I always say, I play a lot of songs that people know but never request, and I try to do a little bit of something for everybody and keep things changing. So I like to have really diverse crowds, and so every 2 or 3 songs I'll make sure that each, you know, section of my demographic gets something they might like.
I'm doing an Avicii tune. Made some plans. Hope I stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game meant for everyone.
love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself alive. It's all over when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself. Didn't know I was lost. Didn't know I was lost. Didn't know I was lost.
There are sometimes your feet are moving more than your hands are.
Yeah, I'm sitting down for the folks listening, and it's funny because I never do this sitting down. It's kind of fun. I don't know what to do with my feet when I'm not clicking on pedals. So yes, it's great.
So you got some social media sites, right?
I do. You can find me on all the things. You can find me on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Snapchat, Reverb Nation, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We've got home address, social security number you can find somewhere, all that. Yeah. Yeah. And if you are listening, a like or a follow goes a lot farther than you might think it does. The more numbers I have online, the cooler people think I am, and then the more shows I can book. So.
All right. All right. We got time for one more.
What do you wanna... hoping we could.
Yes. What do you want to take us out on?
I'm going to try a new song. Wrote it a couple days ago. Been a lot of changes for me lately, and some big life stuff. And I started writing a song to say thank you. And it ended up just kind of being a snapshot of what's going on. I put granola in my yogurt, and I unplug the toaster when I'm gone. And I drink water after whiskey, so I start each day feeling fresh at dawn. Now I have messy tendencies, so I try to clean the van out every week. Cause I know it made you happy, and thinking of you happy is the only good in me. Now think that you'd be proud of me if you could see the way I've built my home. Now I'm sitting on the sofa, eating chocolate, living our dream alone. I loved it when you wrote me letters. You helped me pack them all away. Now I've got a room full of moving boxes. Maybe I'll be strong enough to open one today. I started writing letters addressed to your name. They'll never leave my door. Those words will never leave that page. And I think that you'd be proud of me if you could see the way I've built my mind. Yeah, I put the work in, but it's thanks to you I left those darker days behind.
feel far away from me. You're just up the road. In my waking days, I won't call your name, and you won't pick up the phone. But it's clear to see you're still a part of me. You are my better half. Now it's just a game of what would she say? 'Cause you're not coming back. And I think that you'd be proud of me if you could see the way I've built my home. Now I'm lying here in bed, watching the next season of our show.
So much.
Thank you.
And Sam, thanks for coming in today, sharing your life with us and all the music that you play.
Thank you very much for having me. Sorry to those listening that I left you in kind of a downer there, but yeah, it's all right. Come to a show. It'll be more peppy.
There you go.